This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Why Big Money this morning is betting that the global economy is a bit more predictable place following the results of the French election. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. In early trading, the Dow Jones Industrial Average this morning was up 228 points, 1.1%, about a half hour into the trading. The CAC index in Paris was way up more than 4%. A lot of this has to do with the centrist candidate, now strongly positioned to win a runoff election for president of France after the election results were counted yesterday. Hugh Schofield is correspondent with our partner broadcaster, the BBC, and joins us from Paris. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
Hugh, why would financial market participants be so excited this morning about the election results there?
What really spooked everyone out on the markets anyway was the possibility of a two-way fight in the election second round between Jean-Luc Mélenchon on the far left and Marine Le Pen on the far right. Both of them have broadly similar programs which are anti-EU, anti-business. Now we have a situation where we have one candidate, sure, who's in the final, Marine Le Pen, but she's up against Emmanuel Macron, a very pro-European character who basically wants to enact pro-business policies in a sort of gradual way.
So an outsider candidate, not from the traditional political establishment, but one who believes in the grand European experiment.
Yeah, I mean, when you say outsider, one has to sort of put that in inverted commas because he's, and of course, he's very much continuity. He's a banker. He served as economics minister under François Hollande. If he's an outsider, it's simply because he's not been elected and says that with this freedom from political structures and with this new movement across the country, which he's harnessed, he can introduce those reforms which are this country, as we all know, finds it so hard to enact.
Always good to talk to the BBC's Hugh Schofield in Paris. Hugh, thank you.
Thank you very much.
And now here's a number we designed to evoke changing levels of agita that Americans feel over time. It's called the Marketplace Edison Research Economic Anxiety Index. We can report today that anxiety is down sharply since before the election. The results from our latest scientific public opinion survey show lower anxiety across all age groups except one. People 18 to 25 are more nervous now. And issue number one driving that anxiety, here's Larry Rosen, president of Edison Research.
We found that the level of anxiety about healthcare is exceptionally high. A huge majority of people say they worry, at least sometimes, about healthcare, about it wrecking them financially, about being unable to find insurance or be able to pay for things. So of all the reasons that people have economic anxiety in the States, it turns out healthcare is probably the single biggest driver, more so than even jobs. And in a previous survey, we asked a question about what makes a good job, including fulfilling work, good pay, being treated fairly. And yet having good health care as part of that job was actually the single biggest definition of a good job for people.
People are worried about where this is going as a matter of policy. People, it looks like, are worried about losing the coverage they have.
Yes, absolutely. Of course, for most people, their healthcare is attached to their job. And so if you lose your job, you're thrown into uncertainty about your healthcare. And then, of course, the people who have obtained healthcare through Obamacare and the new exchanges and things of that nature have tremendous concern about if that were repealed, what would it be replaced with? And would they no longer be able to afford insurance?
Now, a major part of economic anxiety is whether or not you hold your job. Most Americans are not worried about losing their job in the next year, we find, but 40% are. And I'm very interested in what people are specifically worried about. Why might they lose their jobs? What do we find out?
People in the hourly wage world are much more concerned about work, whether it comes and whether it goes. It's just a world that provides a lot less certainty in the day-to-day work world. And then those concerns are exacerbated by trade and immigration. And if you look at people who are on an hourly wage, they are much more likely to be concerned about the effects of trade deals and the effects of immigration on their ability to make a living.
Larry Rosen, president of Edison Research, thank you for this.
Of course, David. Happy to do it.
Our new polling results also show that while Republicans and Democrats may not agree on the border wall or immigration curbs, there is some common ground. People of both parties want to spend money to fix infrastructure, and they generally like the idea of taxing businesses that move jobs overseas. Marketplace.org has the complete Marketplace Edison Research results. And along with typewriters and the little spindle thing that adapts 45 RPM records, another almost unrecognizable relic is the Triptych, the American Automobile Association's customized map book you could order for a long road trip. AAA is modernizing now with a new ride-sharing system called Gig that's rolling out first in San Francisco. Marketplace's Adam Allington reports it's a bid to lure the young.
AAA was actually one of the original mobility disruptors, back when people were trading in their horses for a Model T. From there, they branched out into more car services.
You know, they also do a lot with insurance and travel and DMV services, so they kind of have their hands in a lot of businesses anyways.
Jessica Caldwell is an analyst for Edmunds. She says AAA now has competition from other roadside assistance plans and apps. Plus, kids just aren't buying as many cars as their parents.
So I think it's kind of a way of them getting a little bit with the times and trying to stay ahead of the curve.
Unlike, say, Zipcar, AAA's Gig Car service lets you pick up and drop off cars anywhere within a certain radius for $2 per mile. Carrie Morton studies mobility at the University of Michigan. She says the value of ride sharing isn't just about the money made per trip.
All the while, they're still collecting data and learning about the mobility needs for that market.
Say AAA sees that gig car users are going to lots of Giants games? How about a package for season tickets? I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.
And in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.